Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's check back in with Jesse here. Here was Jesse yesterday. He was really nervous.
Well, let's put it like this. I'm about a 4 on the scale, and she's about a 15.
Now, what makes you a 4?
You know, I'm just not one of those very attractive guys. You know, I've got a great personality, some decent amount of smarts, but I'm just not all that good looking.
Mm-hmm. How do you know this woman?
School. She's in my class.
Right, before we even get to Jesse, I wanted to ask the women of the Burt Show this yesterday. When a guy approaches you, do you instantly make a judgment that you're a much better looking person than the guy that is approaching you is?
Depends on what he's approaching you about.
Mm-hmm. Like if he's naked.
No.
You're at a bar and he wants to buy you a drink. Do you instantly, I'm not just saying you take into account that A, you make the instant judgment that he's either good looking or not, but do you ask yourself, do you tell yourself that you're a way better looking person than he is?
I don't think that
way. I don't think so.
It depends on the context. If somebody's approaching you in a friendship way or in a way just to start conversation or whatever, I don't think that's even on a woman's mind necessarily all the time. But like the situation you described, like in a bar, buy you a drink, you know this is sort of a sexual advance, right? Or this is an advance to like...
Get to know you
or ask you out and kind of like in a romantic way, then you're instantly kind of making those judgments. But that's why we said if he approached her in class and just talked to her about like notes or, you know, hey, do we have a quiz next week? Or do you remember when the final exam's going to be or whatever it is? You're not even thinking in that way. So it opens up the conversation and it's sort of something to build on.
So it's really great advice because she won't see this is a guy that's romantically interested in me initially.
Exactly.
She'll see him more as a friend. But at some point, he's going to have to cross out of the friend zone if he even approached her yesterday.
Exactly. You have to cross out of the friend zone eventually. But in order to start the conversation and get the familiarity going, I think it's much better to go... And from any guy, and that's for good-looking guys, too. I think to go for the, you know, just normal conversation route is going to get you a lot farther than going right in for asking them out in a romantic way.
I like this because I feel like we have a short-term plan for him.
Yes.
And we've got a long-term plan.
Yes, right. We do.
That if everything went well yesterday, we continue to break the ice, and then at some point, we're going to have to try to figure out how to cross out of the friend zone.
We're like a financial
planner.
Can't wait too long, though.
Can't wait too long. Let's see how we did yesterday. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm great. I'm quite wonderful.
How'd it go yesterday?
Oh, yesterday. Well, let me tell you, it went great.
It did. What happened?
Yeah. Well, I went up to her, and I was like, hey, you know, I think I'm not going to be able to do good in this class. Do you think we could set up like a once-a-week coffee thing? Where we take an hour or so to study. And immediately she says, you want to take me on a date, don't you?
Oh, she went, wow, she saw right through it.
Wow.
She saw right through it. And I mean, I was confident in everything. So I was like, well, I don't want to lie to her. So, like, yeah, okay, so sure. I want to take you out on a date. She says, okay, how about tomorrow? Are you free?
No way. So I'm like, no way.
Yeah, like, no joke. My mind's still spinning. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? So... But, yeah, I mean, I've got a date tonight.
Wow. She turned it back on you.
No short-term, long-term here needed.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Maybe you're better looking than you think you are.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Or you're in a class of really ugly guys. Really, like...
you're the best of the worst.
You're a 4 in an ocean full of ones.
Hey, I'll take that.
Now, you're being authentic with us. You're not just saying this because you're on the radio and you got to be a dude, right?
Of course not, Bert.
This all really happened yesterday.
This literally happened yesterday.
Okay.
So what are you doing for your date? Have you thought about it? Any ideas?
Well, I'm thinking go to a restaurant down over on Barrett Parkway and get the movie.
Barrett Parkway.
And maybe talk a little bit.
I think you should stand her up.
No,
no way.
Bert.
Put her on her heels a little bit.
Don't do that.
She's a little too confident.
Wait,
you need
to
show her some hand in this relationship.
Oh, come on.
You need to call her.
Jesse, do not listen to him.
You need to blow her off entirely. Then you need to text her later on in the day and go, you know, I've been thinking about it. I just don't think you're good looking enough for me to go out with.
Stop.
Come
it.
On.
Do not listen to Bert at all, Jesse. I wanted to rewind to yesterday.
That.
So after she said, how about tomorrow, did you guys exchange numbers? Like, how did it go from there?
Yeah, we exchanged numbers. Actually, she gave me hers.
Wow.
And she didn't get mine for some reason. So I'm going to text her later on today and be like, hey, we still on? And figure it out from there.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Tell me if this makes sense to you guys, all right? I've been out of the game for a long time, so this is just something I read in a book. So tell me if this works or not.
Okay.
All right? On a first date like this, the book that I read suggested that you put a short timetable on the very first date. That way she doesn't feel threatened that this whole night could go on forever and ever and ever. Like you say, look, I only have about an hour here tonight. That way she knows there's an in and an out and her wall is more likely to be down. Or you say, I got 45 minutes for tonight. Unless this is officially a date, then I think it's totally different.
I think the easiest way to do that is when you get to the restaurant, you just put a Viagra down on the table and you go,
how many of these am I going to need?
I'm going to take this.
Oh,
and once I do, we are on the clock, 120 minutes from the potato skin right there to the lovemaking going on later.
Jeff is reciting his last date with Jessica, so no, don't listen to him.
I don't know that the advice that I saw in this book applies here now that I think about it, because this is officially like she knows this is a date.
Yeah, she knows it's a date.
Yeah.
I do think keeping it under, you know, around an hour and a half to 2 hours tonight is good.
Okay, so no movie?
Most are calling up saying don't take her to a movie.
Yeah, don't do a movie.
Movie's overkill. I say dinner. Dinner. Out, dinner, good conversation, home. Don't have to try too hard.
You said you're a conversationalist, right? You were just insecure about the way you look, so you don't have any problem like having conversation over dinner, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, cool. You're good.
Yeah,
see,
I think
most,
you're good.
In some cases, I would say do the movie. If you're not a good conversationalist and you want to go on the date, but you can't talk a whole bunch because you're just not good on it, I would say go to the movie. But you're good at this.
Okay, then. So dinner it is.
Yeah. And pick a place that's unique. I'm always
impressed. Oh, I can do that.
You know, like maybe it's a restaurant that you know about, not a lot of other people do, or
Applebee's.
It's
like something brand new.
Yeah, not necessarily brand new, but something that's sort of original.
Like a Benihana.
No.
How about that Renaissance thing that we went to?
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times.
Your first
that's
date
perfect.
At Medieval
That'd
Times.
Be original. Unique.
I got something real sexy planned for you tonight, baby.
You eat with your hands and try to ignore the pooping horse 9 feet from us.
We're going to Medieval Times. Chaz says you should have played more game on this. Hey, Chaz.
Hey.
Hey.
Hmm.
What's up?
Go ahead.
No, it's your show, man. Go.
Oh, come on, Mr. Game. Bring it.
I was saying that instead of saying yes immediately on Thursday, he should have said, no, I got plans. Or, I'm sorry, Tuesday. No, I got plans Tuesday. Maybe we should do it Wednesday or Thursday. So that he didn't seem so available.
Well, but he was asking about a study date. And she wanted to obviously go on a date.
Plus, I can't blame him too much, man. Mm-mm. She said yes, and he was in panic mode.
Of course.
I'd have been the same way. I'd have been looking to pull the ripcord. Really? Really? You want to go out? I wasn't expecting that. Hold on, let me go to my notes.
What? Wait.
Hang on,
my
let
planner,
me call the bird
planner,
show.
Because you weren't expecting her to say that at all, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about game at that point. It's survival.
Yeah, I think you're going to do a great job tonight. She's obviously interested.
Well, I hope so.
Awesome, man. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I heard a story yesterday, and it's just like a situation I was in when I was in college. I thought the girl was a little more attractive than I was, and I approached her anyway. And lo and behold, now we're engaged. But for a first date I got something different for him. That I agree, going to the movie is good. The dinner is good, but the movie, no. He should take her to Barnes & Noble, that we did. We got some coffee, so we could have a conversation, and had an idea that we should go pick out magazines that might relate to our interests. and just go back and forth showing them to each other. Like, say, if he likes sports or if she's into certain kinds of home decorating, anything to start, you know, it breaks the ice, keep the conversation going. You actually get to learn about the person.
This one is Maxim. It's my second favorite behind FHM. Do you like Maxim?
Now, was the Barnes & Noble,
that's a cute idea.
Was that scheduled or was that sort of a spontaneous, oh, hey, there's a Barnes & Noble, let's stop in?
Well, it was spontaneous because there's just one across the street from the restaurant we happened to go to, and after we knew we didn't want to go to a movie, I was like, let's just get coffee. And then I had the idea, I saw the magazines, we were sitting down drinking the coffee, and I was like, why don't we just get something, you know, and tell each other about ourselves.
Yeah, right. Initially, I think it's a beautiful idea if it's spontaneous, but if you tell her, you know, right after we get some dinner here, we're going to cruise on over to Barnes & Noble. And it's not as cute an idea.
So contrived, maybe a little bit.
I think you should do that, but you should only go to the children's section. You should just come back with little kids' books.
Don't listen to them, Jesse.
Please, I hope you have your Jeff blinders on your ears.
I really like this book. It's about the Whoville. Do you like Whoville?
Jesse, I think you're getting two vibes here. If you want this to work out well with this girl, you'll listen to Wendy and Jen. And if you want to remain a virgin for the rest of your life, then go ahead and listen to Jeff and I, okay?
Okay.
You've got this. Just keep it light and fun and cool conversation. Don't talk about ex-girlfriends. What else?
You got this. You know how to date, right?
He's good. Just be confident.
I can do that.
The tough part is over for you now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, good luck tonight.
Let's check in with you one more time tomorrow morning just to make sure you didn't mess it all up, all right?
Sounds great to me.
Okay, dude. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys.
A win for you feels like a win for us.
Awesome.
Score, bro.
Guys never lose the wingman spirit. We never lose it. Never, never. And as a married guy with kids, it's more in me now than it ever has been.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, Sally here. I love the way that this is unfolded. I love on Friday when she's like, me and a coworker going in there, and we got our plan, man. There's strength in numbers right here. If both of us threaten to quit, there's no way the boss is going to let us
Unity.
Both go.
We are a unified
man.
Front.
It's going to give us both a raise, and we'll both have the gig. Oh, wow. And then Sally calls us up yesterday and says, well, there's a reason why the boss is the boss. He said that... look, I've got money here for a raise, but it's not for both of you guys. I can pay one of you. So like that, they turned on each other.
And he got the power back, and he said, why don't you prove it to me? So they each had the chance to go and try to prove themselves in front of the boss for the raise. So they were this united front. Like, wasn't it Thursday night over drinks they came up with the plan? Mm-hmm. Friday, they're a united front in the boss's office. But as soon as he says that, divided, worked all weekend on their own, you know, pitches. And she said she had a better... knowledge of PowerPoint.
Got catty. I got a better PowerPoint presentation because I know how to do PowerPoint.
Yeah. Exactly. So she thought hers was going to be so much better. And they were going in yesterday to pitch for the raise.
Hey, intern Brandon, will you do me a favor? Will you yell down the hall for Tracy to come back in studio?
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure in what order I should handle this.
Okay.
Take Sally, Sally first.
Sally has called in, but Sally's boss... has called in also.
Sally will explain why her boss is on.
Okay. Uh-oh. Jeff, just explain it to me. I should take Sally first? Okay.
Oh, wait, boy.
Wait, you have trust issues with me?
Well, yeah. To be honest with you.
Kind of. Totally. Hasn't been the easiest start to the new year, buddy.
It wasn't my fault.
Hey, Sally?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know that your boss has called in?
I do now. I had an idea, but, yeah. So I don't really know what's going on, but I can fill you in at least on some things on my end.
Okay, please do. So what happened yesterday? You were all fired up. You knew this job was yours. You were PowerPointing it. This was yours to lose.
Mine to win, but, Well, all I know is that my coworker, she went in first as scheduled, and when I walked into my boss's office, I sat down, and he said, have you been on the radio and talking about this? And
ooh. Oh no!
I was really surprised and didn't know what to say. So, of course, I came clean. I'm not going to lie. And I said yes. And he asked what station. And I said why. And he just said because he wanted to know. And that's all we talked about. And he didn't allow me to give him a presentation.
Oh,
he
oh,
said
no.
That will be all. And he told me to leave his office immediately.
Whoa, oh. That was it.
So, and now you guys have him on hold.
Your friend totally threw you under the bus.
Oh, I bet that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened.
Oh, that sucks. So you have absolutely no idea what he's about to say.
I have no idea. I'm shaking, but...
Did you get a chance to talk to your friend yeah. or your coworker? Who was vying for the same
who used to be your friend?
Race, who used to be your friend?
Oh, I didn't even look at her. I was so grossed out, and because I knew something had obviously gone down, because mm-hmm. I really didn't know what she said.
Wow.
So I don't even know if she made stuff up. She probably did, because she's a lying whore.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
Well, that's not going to endear you to the boss right there. So you didn't call her any time later on in the day and go, how'd it go while you were in there? You just assumed that she sold you out and then...
Wow.
And didn't talk to her about at all.
How else would he have known about me talking to you guys? I mean, it's just so...
Yeah, because you changed your name. You didn't mm-hmm. say the company.
Mm-hmm. We can't really call her a liar, though. She technically told the truth.
Right.
That's true.
And we're technically, we don't know if she's a whore or not.
Yeah.
Details. I wish we could rewind to Friday when you guys were like, you were ready to do this together, right. Shoulder and shoulder. We are a team. There's strength in numbers. And now she's a lying whore.
And we told you not to, by the way.
Yeah, we did give you that advice.
Told you so.
BTW pumped fail.
Learn a lot.
All right, Sally, here's what I'm going to do. I got to play a couple of commercials or I'm going to be in big trouble. So can you hold on for a couple of seconds and then we're going to get your boss on?
Yeah, okay.
Do you think your boss is a whore?
No, he's a very nice man.
Is there anything you want to say before we get him on?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do
didn't
it?
Didn't do what?
How are we going to back you on the hat? All right, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
You know what she wants to say, Bert?
I mean, I don't think that my personal life is really anybody's business.
All right, so the boss is on hold right now also.
This is
and
good.
None of us have a clue about where he stands on this whole thing. Mm. So Sally's boss is next.
The Bert Show.
All right, so let's get the boss on. And I'm not even sure how this is all worked out. I don't know if Tracy called him, he called her. But what we do know is Sally walked into the office yesterday, and she was the second in line to compete for her job. The coworker went in there first.
Mm-hmm.
She thought was her friend. And then all Sally knows is after employee number one's interview, Sally goes in, and then the boss says, you been talking about this on the radio? Sally says, yeah. And that was pretty much the end of the interview right at
you
that
really
point.
Sang that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So here is Sally's boss. Hey, boss.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the voice disguiser.
Okay.
What should we call you? What a name that we want to assign you?
How about Anthony?
Who?
Anthony.
Anthony, all right.
Anthony.
Jersey Shore.
So, Anthony, what's going on? I mean, here Sally asked you for a raise last week with a coworker. You obviously made the very smart move and said that I only have enough money for one of you guys, and they started competing against each other for the gig.
That was
fun. The last time we talked to Sally about it, like, she was fired up, man. I mean, she had PowerPoint ready to go, and you didn't even give her that chance yesterday.
No. I mean, I heard that she was talking to all of Atlanta on the radio about it, so I thought, what would be more fun than to just fire her on the radio?
Oh.
I'm kidding, of course. Oh. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God, my heart just sank. Wow.
That was cool. That's good.
No,
yeah,
that's good. Sorry, I got excited about that.
that's messed up.
That's good.
It sounded, I mean, she seemed like she was having so much fun with this. I thought I would try to appeal to Atlanta. I don't know. My idea was that maybe both of the girls would appeal to your listeners on the radio and then have your listeners decide who gets the raise.
That's a good idea. Ooh. I like that.
That's as good as firing them on the radio. You're good.
So what is that saying about both these employees? Like, to you, they're both totally and completely equal? Like, there is... Because if you're putting this in our hands, and basically what you're saying is you really don't care who gets the job.
Well, I mean, I guess... In the greater scheme of things, no one's exactly equal. But they just did not stand out to me to get the raise in the first place. Mm. But, I mean, not that they're doing a bad job. It's just that, you know, not everyone in the office can get a raise. And but they came in kind of demanding in my office, and I don't know, something about that appealed to me. And so... I wanted to give them the opportunity, but I just thought if they were already having fun on the radio.
You were like, if you guys are going to get some fun out of this, I'm going to, too. Right. That's funny. Well, I was curious if we rewind to Friday when they both walked in as a united front, what your reaction was when they, you know, marched into your office hand in hand. We're a team, you know?
Well, it's the first time anyone's ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I kind of had nothing but respect for him at the moment.
Really?
But then you flipped it around and you got the control back saying, I can only give it to one of you.
Well, I'm the boss.
Did you have enough money where you could have given some to both? Or was this a power play on your part?
Well, I just don't think it's, you know, giving them some to both is... It wouldn't have made that much of a difference to either one of them. But I guess it's a little bit of a both.
No, I'm guessing that the job, this employment is not like these aren't a couple of pediatric neurosurgeons that we're talking to, right? This is a little more of a casual work environment.
Yeah, you can say that.
And
no one's operating on any brains.
And I'm guessing we're not talking about millions of bucks. We're talking about.
No, I'll say it's about $5,000.
Okay,
well,
that's
five
good.
Grand. That's big though.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good. That's a nice chunk.
And we can't be talking. We're not talking about an entry level position, but we're not talking about too many phases up from entry level either.
No, I mean they've been there a while. So yeah, not exactly.
Okay. Well, if you're into it, I'll be into it. So your idea would be for like Sally to come on tomorrow. She would present her case to the Burt Show community and why she deserves the job. Then we get the other coworker on, like maybe the next day. She presents her reasons too, and then we put it into the Burt Show listeners' hands. And then you, if we're going to engage in this with you, then you have to agree that whoever they vote on gets the gig.
Oh, I'm fine with that. I will be eagerly awaiting.
The only thing I don't like about this plan is that Sally now has 3 days of character building. Like, people probably dislike her up until this point. So even if her presentation is really good and better than the coworker may get more votes just because there are people that just aren't digging on Sally too much.
I didn't know she was unlikable on the radio.
Val didn't really like her so much.
Yeah.
Where is Val? Have we heard from her? No,
sweep your head and call. What were you going to say, Jen?
I was going to ask, how are they going to be able to pitch for their jobs if we can't talk about what their jobs are? Like, if we can't talk about the details of where your office is or what you guys do or what they do, how are people going to be able to decide? Because, I mean, they can both come on here and say, I'm energetic and I'm organized and I'm always on time. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, basically you're asking us to interview them, but we can't know what the position is.
Yeah, how can they prove, like, you know... My sales were up 14% on this area, or you know what I mean?
Well, I think you can say my sales are up 14%. You just can't say that I'm selling my body.
Blank product or where it is or what it
sucks. Or what it is. It's just going
to
be hard to
determine.
If
you guys need me to verify any facts they make or any statements, I could do that.
That's true. That's really true. Okay.
Yeah, and I hope we can, like, they can say, like, statistics like that, like, I answer the phone call 1.5 rings. Like, I hope it's not, we don't have to be so vague that we can't know that they...
Yeah, as long as my bosses don't know what's happening, I don't really mind what they say.
I want to, you know what?
It's going to be a spiral. It's going to be boss after boss.
Clear out the entire floor by the time we're done with your office.
I don't want to have to compete with anyone else for my race.
All right, let me get Sally on to see if she's even into this. I mean, she really doesn't have much of an option. Hey, Sally?
Hey.
All right. The boss is on the line also here. The boss has suggested that you make your pitch to the Burt Show audience tomorrow. We get your coworker on Thursday. Burt Show listeners vote for it for 24 hours. Whoever gets the most votes gets the gig. This was not our idea. This is your boss's idea.
So really, you just, the only thing you can say is okay.
And
good news is you're not fired.
Yet.
That's great news.
And we can't see your PowerPoint presentation now, which I'm really disappointed about.
But you can do it on the radio. I mean, you just have to describe to us what we're looking at.
That's always fun. This is a graph. It's red and yellow, blue and green.
No,
wait, hold on.
I'll reorganize it so it's radio-friendly. But I just can't believe my coworker did that. This is crazy.
I know.
But yes, I will go along with it.
She's
yes,
a dirty, filthy whore. Just thinking about that.
Let me put you on hold, Sally, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll talk to you tomorrow morning around the same time, like 7:30-ish or whatever.
Okay.
All right,
hold on.
Sally.
Hey, Anthony?
That girl.
Yes, sir.
We will try to contact employee number 2 after the show to see if she's into it. And if she is, it's on starting tomorrow morning.
What do you mean, if she's into it? If they want the raise, there's no other option.
But, like, she didn't even sign up for any of this.
Doesn't matter.
This is all Sally's doing.
Her boss.
Now she's got to be on the radio, and she's got to be presenting her case. She didn't sign up for any of this.
Sounds she like told she's the boss. Competitive enough that she'll come on and win. Or try.
Yeah, I guess whoever's not into it automatically loses.
Okay, so if coworker number 2 decides this isn't for her, then Sally gets the job.
Hey, we're having fun.
Okay.
This is fun.
Somebody's got to get this guy a neti pot.
I got to get this guy up to cumulus. All right, Anthony, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it for the theater of it. It just doesn't sound like, I mean, how important of a job can it really be?
Well, $5,000.
I also sort of get this feeling that he is just having fun with it, and he is like a cat batting around a little toy
yes,
right now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
And like at the end of it, he could be like, hey, guess what? Neither one of you get it. Dang! This is fun.
It's like that old that reality TV show, Temptation Island, where they made the rules up as they went along.
Yes.
There were no rules to Temptation Island.
No.
God,
no,
I love that show.
Paradise Hotel.
Paradise Hotel.
God, that was great.
That was so good.
All right, so we'll see how Sally does. We will listen to her presentation tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Try to get coworker number 2 on Thursday morning, and then you guys will vote as to who gets the gig. All right, I like it. Thank you, Anthony.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So tonight's a big night for you American Idol fans, man. And people are very passionate about this show. Like, we talked to a Burt Show listener earlier this morning and said, I'm not watching.
No more.
Paul is not part of the show. Done with it.
It's terrible.
And she was mad that Adam Lambert didn't win. Still.
Yeah.
She's
still holding on for that whole thing. Now, she feels that way about Paul. Imagine how many people are going to feel that way about Simon.
Oh, yeah. Totally different show.
So Kara joined us after the Burt Show yesterday, and we had to correct her and get her part on board with, you know, never mentioning the word Hotlanta ever again. She fought it a little bit, but I think we won her over on that. Also, you know, my impression was that, look, if I'm Kara and I'm part of the judging panel already, and Paula leaves the show, I mean, you started the show with 3 judges. I'm doing a great job, so let's just keep it 3 judges, right? But then they add Ellen to the mix, and if I'm Kara, I'm thinking I'm a little offended.
I would think so.
Like, I'm not good enough to hold this down myself, so we ask her about that. and also some of the talent coming out of Atlanta. She seemed, as everybody always does every year, pretty impressed with Atlanta. So here's Cara DioGuardi, judge on American Idol.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're ramping up for this week, huh?
Getting ready. Very exciting.
I would think you would be. I mean, with Ellen DeGeneres joining and all, this is sort of it's a new, you were fresh number one, and now we got fresh number two coming in.
I'm not a newbie anymore.
I know.
Kind of good to pass the torch, I gotta say. Although she's, you know, she's Ellen. I mean, how much bigger can you get than Ellen? So it's pretty amazing to have her on the show. And we're in Hollywood Week, so we're kind of developing that chemistry and, you know, kind of forging that whole thing. It's pretty fun.
So she doesn't join the show that we can see until February, but
right.
I was just curious how much debate went into who was going to sit where.
Well, I think that's still being figured out. Ultimately, I think she'll sit next to Simon, probably. You know, but again, I'm the worst person to ask because I found that I'm always the last person to know. So we'll see. You know, it's really, we're just trying to figure it out. It's like anything that's new. You gotta just see where it all falls together.
Mm-hmm.
When Paula took off, and there was this sort of period where it was just going to be the three of you guys, were you surprised that they were going to fill her slot with somebody else? Were you like, hey, we're good right here. You did it with three people before. Why don't we just do it with three people now?
No way. I was like, please. So, no, I don't want to. I would love to have someone else there. I didn't want all that pressure, to be honest with you. You know, it was. I think that the whole idea of having four judges was to have four judges. It wasn't, you know, we're going to have four this season and then three. They really wanted to go back to the original formula. And I was just happy to hear it was Ellen. You know, I really like her. I have mad respect for her. She's funny. She has great energy. She's good with kids. And I think she has a lot to offer. I think, you know, people that say, oh, she's not in the music business, blah, blah, blah. She loves music. And there are a lot of people out there that have signed great talent just based on that qualification. So I think they made a good decision.
Can you see a point in the season where her popularity becomes so great that it actually affects Simon? Because, you know, he's got that ego thing going on.
I really, you know, I don't know. It's all right now unpredictable, which I think is what makes the show so great, that we don't know what's going to happen. It's truly reality. And, you know, you can't forget that. But I think that really it's about the contestants, too. And we talk so much about the judges all the time. But hopefully we're going to find that amazing talent that's really going to be a big part of the show. You know, I wouldn't discount that.
Cara DioGuardi on The Burt Show, Q100.
Is there any one contestant that sticks out in your mind right now?
There's definitely a bunch of them. I've written them down so that they don't fall through in Hollywood Week. They're definitely, and women are really good this year. The girls are really good. And last year, not so good.
Well, be careful writing them down, because remember there was that one time Paula did that, and then she started critiquing a guy who hadn't even performed.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, no. Yeah. But no, I don't want them to fall through the cracks, because I think what happens is someone can choke, someone can forget a lyric, and I don't want that to be the reason they go home.
Do you think we're going to have a woman American Idol this year or a guy?
Well, I definitely think there will be a really good chance of having a woman.
Good. We need a girl.
Yes.
We do. We definitely need a girl. And I do think that a lot of times women vote a lot more than men, probably, and at times they may vote, you know, depending on whether the guy's cute,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely a part of it. You know, you want someone who's attractive, but you also want the best talent.
Carol, what can you tell us about the Atlanta auditions?
Really good talent.
Oh, good.
Well, Atlanta is, you know, in the music business, you guys are known as Hotlanta. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, you said it, Carol.
Oh, boy.
You are.
Oh, wait a sec.
I know
sec.
It's that
wait.
Cheesy that I said that, but it's the truth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Hold on.
Whenever they do Billboard covers, or because so much talent comes out of Atlanta. Yeah, you've got some great producers
Cara,
down there.
Hold on, we can't even go. We can't even focus because we have to ask you. We have to recruit you into our army because you just committed such a violation.
Yeah, you hit right at the heart of this show right now. We started a campaign last year to stop using Hotlanta to refer.
Did you really?
We did.
Well, you know what? I'm just picking up on what's been out there. I mean, but it really is. You can't deny, though, that Atlanta, there's a lot of talent that comes out.
Atlanta is hot in the music industry, but it's not Hotlanta because that, ew.
Moving forward, will you promise?
Is it just because it's a corny phrase?
Yeah, and it's just been around forever, and we're trying to come up with something.
All right, well, what could we come up with?
We call it Fresh Lana.
Fresh Lana?
No, it's cool to call it the A or the ATL or whatever.
I think we can do better than that, actually.
Yeah, they call it the A or the ATL or whatever. We just put, I mean, moving forward, if you could never use the word Hot Lana okay. ever again, we would be
I'm
so tight.
I'm going to shut my mouth. But if I see that on any cover, I'm just going to burn the whole thing.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Now we're all on the same page.
You've got me. Now I'm on your team.
Can you give us any hints about what you saw in Atlanta? Does anybody immediately stick out in your head from Atlanta?
Yes, definitely. And if I told you the names, then I'd have to definitely retire from American Idol. I can't, you know, that's one thing. They're, don't say anything, don't say who it is. But I'm telling you, when you watch the show, you'll see there's some really good talent. And Mary J. is hilarious.
I know she was the guest judge when you guys were here, right?
Yeah, there were a few moments where she was really funny. And she's really real, which is what I love about her. You know, she's all about whether somebody moves her.
Kara DioGuardi, American Idol judge on The Burt Show, Q100.
Now, I know all the cities probably kind of, you know, blend together after, you know, doing a whole season of these city visits. But did Atlanta have, do you recall Atlanta having the guys stand out more or the girls stand out more?
I would say it was a pretty split down the middle.
Oh, you're walking right down the line on us.
No, I really would because I actually have been through the tapes. I've been watching because I want to look at them before Hollywood Week to make sure that I don't, you know, I get my eye on the ones that I think are really good. And I would say it was split down the middle. Well, I'm really saying that. I'm not playing, you know, diplomatic.
Yeah.
This one I'm not. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Well, good luck this season, and I think we've also accomplished the Hot Lana thing with you today also, so I feel good about
it. Oh, you know what? Time. That is out of my... Why did you even say it? You just gave a tower. You can't say that.
You already corrected me. I'm on your team.
Why don't we call it the blank
Lana? We call it the H word. Don't say the H word anymore, Kara.
Okay, I'm never, ever going to say it again.
Kara, thanks a lot.
You have my word.
Appreciate your time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So normally we do Love, Lost, and Found, and it works like this. Like, if you're at a club, it could happen anywhere. Restaurant, could be in traffic, whatever. Braves game.
Grocery store.
And you link up with somebody that you think you got some chemistry with, right? I mean, you guys are vibing on your conversation. Yet at the end of the conversation, there's that awkward, should I get his phone number or not? And then you decide that you don't get it. Or you do get it, and you accidentally delete his number in your phone or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his memory lingers on, and you have no way to find the guy or find the woman. You email us. You give us a description and give us some details about some of the conversation you had with the guy. Then we'll put it out to the Burt Show community, and chances are really good someone listening is going to know who this guy or this mm-hmm. woman is.
Yeah.
That's normally how Love, Lost, and Found works. And Emily was all fired up, man. She was getting ready to do it. She met a dude, didn't get the number or whatever, so she was ready to come on and do Love, Lost, and Found. So she's here now, but we will not be doing Love, Lost, and Found.
She has enough details on him, right?
Hey, Emily.
Doesn't matter.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm sick, but I'm good.
You got a case of the Carters right now, just as cold?
Poor Melissa.
I don't know. I'm just hanging out in the garage getting me sick, I guess.
Okay. Well, Emily, you emailed us initially.
And, I did.
And you wanted to do a Love, Lost, and Found, and then you emailed us a couple of days later and said, oh, my New Year's resolution is to not chase guys, right?
Pretty much.
So that kind of canceled each other out.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, actually. I was out and met this dude. We were out for my birthday, and I was like, oh, well, you know, he seems kind of nice, and I'm not exactly the most forward person when I'm out. And I was like, well, I probably should have gotten his number. Because we were out, I was with my friends, so I really didn't, I was oblivious to it. And so then I was like, well, I know they do that, so let me email them and see what's going on. So then Tracy responded probably 2 hours after I emailed. I was like, oh, crap. And see, last week, I have a good friend that we talk about everything that's going on in our lives or whatever. And we haven't had the best of luck with men. We've been dating the ones that really aren't up to par, so to speak. And last Monday, this is going to sound like a pitch for Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey, but he had a Don't Do It Again in 2010 show. and Steve Harvey was by his side the whole show. So, and one of the women on the show was like, I keep dating losers, this and that. And so Dr. Phil gives his pitch of, you get what you deserve, you get what you expect, you know, the big serious Dr. Phil. And then Steve Harvey said, all right, listen, guys have three layers. Layer number one is they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Layer number two is they're going to make themselves be the ideal guy and the perfect guy for you, no matter what. And layer three is where you get to the truth. And so we were like, I was talking to my friend, and I was like, you know, honestly, how do you know you're going to get to layer number three if you put yourself out there? So it's kind of like, well, you're more likely to get a guy that is honestly interested in you if he pursues you.
Correct.
Mm. That's one side of it. And then the second side of it is it's so easy to get lost in a guy and analyzing things, being an emotional chick, that if you focus on yourself and you become oblivious, then you'll definitely know they're interested if you're doing your own thing.
Okay. This is the mojo that we talk about all the time. Like the less you care, the more people are interested in you.
Exactly. And it works. Sometimes it's hard to get out of the cycle if you've been involved with somebody who kind of controls you for so long, but that's the deal.
So your New Year's resolution is not to pursue any guys.
I think it's a great resolution. Tell us about your guy chasing in the past.
Well, it hasn't really been chasing initially, but it's been getting hooked up and I guess, you know, that whole motherly thing. I don't really know. The history really is I've been dating people who lie and cheat and like to have several women.
And you have to meet these guys and somehow you pursue them.
Yep, it ends up being fine for the first couple weeks, and then it's like, oh well, maybe I need to do more to get them to get them to know that I'm interested, and then it just ends up being a vicious cycle, basically.
So this goes back to the same thing we were talking about half an hour ago. If you're expecting different results, but you do the same things over and over and over again, you're not going to get different results. So she's trying to snap that whole thing.
I think it's really smart. Yeah. And I think when you make that a conscious decision, that ultimately you start filling your time with other things.
Exactly. Well, you know? And it's a catch yourself type thing. It's like, oh, well, am I doing the same thing again? I don't need to. It's not like it's like the guy that I met Saturday. Well, why do I need to? I mean, I'm sure he probably would have gotten on, and he probably would have gotten my number, and he probably would have gone out with me, but that doesn't mean he really was interested.
You seem way too pulled together to be a part of the Burt Show.
That's why she tried to bail.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm pulled together now. Are you want me to call you back in three months when I'm in the same spot?
That would be really perfect.
She's so together that she tried to bail on us, and we wouldn't let her.
Back in.
Like the mafia, the radio mafia.
Exactly.
So my first hunch is that you really couldn't have had too much of a chemistry with this guy, because if you really thought he was right for you, then I think you would have sacrificed your New Year's resolution in order to find this guy. So there's got to be something that's really holding you back from doing what you want to do.
Well, that's partially because I dumped the last one last week.
Okay.
So I think there's probably a little bitterness there, too.
Okay.
I'm probably still a little anti.
So you were attracted to the new guy before you even broke up with the old guy?
No. I met the new guy last Saturday.
Okay.
It's what, Tuesday now?
Yes.
So 4 days ago.
Okay.
And I dumped the other one 5 days prior to that.
Okay.
Okay. Not even a win.
She needed to prove that she could do this by her on her own.
Independent.
She needed some alone time before she could pursue somebody else. All right, Emily.
Awesome.
We will grant your request to not do a Love Lost and Found, for sure.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on with us.
Sticking with your resolution.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck sticking with it. I think she's she's a great example of what New Year's resolutions are all about, though, man. It usually takes you about 10 days to break that thing. Now, Matthew was telling us earlier that statistics show that 98% of Americans, once you make a New Year's resolution, end it sometime
by next week.
By next week.
Same for her. Maybe she'll call us back next week and we'll be doing a Love Lost and Found.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.